you've been there were some good days and some bad days with St John's, but I'm sure you're happy to be back in the county final.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely more bad days than good days involved in most clubs. So we've certainly had our share of bad days over the years. So we'll wait and see whether Sunday is a good or bad day. But we've had a few good days over the last few weeks. And I suppose it's what keeps everyone going involved in clubs is the few wins are coming from maybe being an underdog or, you know, getting a win that you mightn't expect or working hard and getting over the line. That's really, I suppose, what keeps everyone involved in the club game.
And last year, I suppose, was disappointed to get beaten in the quarter final, but you made your own mission to come back for another year anyway.
Yeah, it was disappointing. It was disappointing, all right, but I suppose we were beaten fair and square on the night in Shamrock Gales by Giva by a couple of points. And we just didn't do enough on the night, and they took their goal chance, we didn't take it, and that's it. If you don't perform in the evening, you're gone. That's just kind of how it works out.
And it's been a stop-stop kind of start to the championship. You had two good wins in the group stages. Pat's was again the day needed to win, so it was kind of a bit to play for in that game. In some senses, you knew that if you'd lost that game, you might have pushed yourself in a bit of trouble, but you'd done your business fairly well on that occasion.
Yeah, we were happy to get over the line in our two group games. We were happy to get over the line in our two group games. I suppose that then reaching playing against Castleconnor in the quarter final was also a difficult enough assignment. In tough conditions out in Bunanadden, with very little between the teams, and you know it was only in the second half that we got a couple of points ahead, and were able to close it out. And the same against Shamrock Gales in the semi-final. While we're very happy to get through and to get over the line, there was a lot of aspects of our play. Like there was only a few minutes of that game, there was more than one score between us. We conceded a couple of goal chances that weren't taken by Shamrock Gales. Shamrock Gales missed 8 shots, scorable shots that, you know, maybe half of them would go over on another day. And if they had went in or went over, it could have been very different on the day. So we weren't happy with how we performed that day. That won't be good enough for the final against Farnans. If we reproduce that display, we're going to be beaten by Farnans, considering what the level of performance that they put in against Giva, their intensity, their being able to finish and beat Giva, a really, really solid, seasoned team who knew they were in a county semi-final, but Farnans were just able to rise to it, to match them head-on and to beat them easily in the end. So, look, we're very clear on what the challenge is going to be ahead of us. Farnans are a serious, serious side who would have no problem living in senior championship football. Possibly will have 3 or 4 guys on a senior county panel next year. Are a good side, and you know, a side that people, I think, ignorantly haven't given them the respect they're due, haven't recognised the quality that they bring to not only just their intensity, their hunger, and being up for the game, but they have class individual players in Finian Cawley, Paddy O'Connor, Kieran O'Connor, James Hines up front, and even outside of that, they're a quality outfit, and we'd have seen this firsthand last year in the Benson Cup final, where they beat us well up in St Mary's, and we're very, very well polished, we're very well coached, had a really good defensive setup, really solid midfield, and can score up front. So we're under no illusions. What faces us next Sunday is the biggest task and test we're going to have faced, and if we can't find 20-30% improvement this week and have found it last week, we're not going to be competing with Farnans.
And I suppose also in that game, even though it was a scrappy game, one player that you would be expecting to stand up to play was Charlie Harrison. He wasn't available for the quarter final, but he stood to the mantle the last day.
Yeah, Charlie did very well the last day. He's been carrying, basically he's been pretty much injured since the Sligo game in Navan, 3 months ago. He's been carrying a calf injury that has really curtailed his training so far. So we were really, really happy with what Charlie produced. Was far above what he's been able to train for. So it was hugely needed from our side, and will be needed again now. And so we're just hoping that Charlie's body holds together okay, and that he's okay for Sunday. But obviously he's one of our leaders, along with a number of other players. But he's someone who we'll absolutely need on Sunday.
And you won't hear too much, especially in Sligo, players commuting from distances. You have Brian McGowan commuting as well for the game as well.
Yeah, we have. Look, it hasn't been, training has been very challenging, to be honest, the last probably 3, 4, 5 weeks. Brian McGowan is based in France the last six weeks or that, on a college year, so he hasn't been training with us. Alan Keane has also just joined the fire service and has just completed his month on call, so basically he hasn't been able to train with us either. So we've had a good few challenges the last few weeks. You know, it's difficult when you haven't got your full outfit training together. So look, we've 12, 13 lads in Dublin as well. So we just got to condense and make the best of what we have when we can get together at the weekends. But it has been challenging, yeah. And look, we'll hopefully have everyone there on Sunday, and look, hopefully they're able to play. But I know definitely from a management side of things and what we hope to do, I suppose it hasn't been ideal, the preparation we've had.